will show you. I want to show you from the book of John, and that's just one book that I've used, how Jesus was giving and filling every need that we have in our lives. First of all, ask the question, what is medical missionary work? Can anyone tell me what medical missionary work is? Yes? What is medical missionary work? Yes,
sir. For nothing, I can just say, fight from missing the way to those people who also need the people of pain relief, which is a disease.
Yes. Well, in the spirit of prophecy, there's a wonderful quotation about this. It says, medical missionary work is lovingly meeting the needs of the people around you. And people call me a medical missionary because I went to meet ministry and I do a lot of health talks. But medical missionaries are so much more than just that. They are so much more than just telling people about health and how to live healthy. Because Jesus was meeting the needs of people in every way that we can think of. And he was the best medical missionary that we had. And to show you what kind of missionary he was, let us go to Matthew 8, verse 17. And it says there, and we will go to the second part of the verse, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That was the kind of missionary that he was. We have been talking about emptying. Jesus emptied himself to take everything that we need upon himself. He took all our infirmities. He took all our sicknesses. And you have this wonderful word in English. It's not that it's so clear in Dutch, but we say in English, sin sick soul. All our sicknesses are being met by Jesus. And he only has to ask one question. If you go to 1 John, actually John chapter 1, because we're going to the book of John. John chapter 1. And we go to verse 38. It's talking about the first disciples. And it says, then Jesus turned and saw men following, and said unto them, what do you see? What is it that we see? Can we give in one word the goal of what we are seeking?
What are these? The Christians or people in common?
We hear. Here. What is it that we see? What is it you seek?
God.
You seek God. Why?
Why? I know that for myself, I cannot be happy. That's why I seek God.
So there is a need.
Yes.
You need happiness. Yes. Why do you seek it for peace? So you have other needs than our sister. We cannot say in one word what we need because Jesus needs our every need. And there are a few basic things that we need in life. We have four basic human needs. Can you think of some? Four basic needs.
Social?
Yes. I will tell them because we only have half an hour. It's a social need, it's a need, spiritual need, emotional need, and physical need. Those are the four basic human needs that we have, and they cover everything. They call for happiness, peace, pain, struggle, physical pain. They call for everything. But what do you need?
Something you like to call?
Somebody else?
I need somebody to come and put it out.
Yes?
Something that you need from outside is
a self need, something you feel, is a need, a person desires to have a self-expressed moment. And when you meet Jesus, He will give us all the needs, even the needs that we never thought about. And the Bible gives us great examples of the needs that Jesus is meeting. And what I'm trying to tell you with this Bible study is that we are having this health reformation in this church, and I see so many talents in this church. Every time I come here, I'm amazed about the talents that I see. Children, did you hear the two young children pray this morning?
Yes.
That was an amen. That was an amen. Two young children, writing, talking about King Josiah. He was 8 years old when he started his reign, and he changed the whole system that Judah had at that moment. He got rid of all the statues that they were having for other gods. He was only focusing on the living God. And he was only 8 years old. I heard this sister sing just now. She has a beautiful voice. There is a beautiful sound in her. You know, there are so many needs that we have here in this church only and in this world, and that we all need. And when you become a medical missionary, it's not that you just talk about the health topic. There is so much more that we need. Because people need the social part. We need to go and talk to people. We need to involve people. We are not just talking about health, but we are also giving Bible studies. We are also showing from the Bible that Jesus was a medical missionary, and not just because he was healing people. He was a medical missionary in every aspect of life. And that is why the Spirit of Prophecy said that the health message is the right hand of the gospel. Because the health message is giving every need, it's filling every need. And in John week we will see all these needs. Let's go to John chapter 2. And I want to read these verses with you. John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was here. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there was set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 basins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not what meant it was, but the servant withdrew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning but set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This begins of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Which needs of being met here? A social need, yes. There was a social need. Because it was a disgrace, a disgrace to, you know, have a marriage of feast. The whole village was always, you know, everybody was invited to the feast. You had to show how rich you were. People had to save up money and show their richness to the other villages. And everybody was being invited. And it was a disgrace if you did not have enough food or something to drink. And Jesus met a need here, a social need, because these people would have had a very low standard in society if the social need was not met at that very moment. So Jesus gives the social need. And I know that giving the social need is the hardest one to give. I find it very hard to give the social need because there's always you in the way. I have always been waiting myself. When I'm tired, it's hard to ask someone else, how are you doing? When I don't feel well, it's harder to take care of someone yet. So you're always standing in the way of yourself. And Jesus met every social need that he could. When he was tired, when the disciples were together with him and he was tired, he was going to the mountain, but the crowd was following him. And he did not say, I'm tired, so you leave me alone now, because I have to rest. But he would teach them. He would go back to the crowd. He would go back to the people and fulfill their needs. And as a medical missionary, you also, and not just as a medical missionary is being equal to Christian, to being a Christian. As a medical missionary, as a Christian, you need to fulfill the social needs. Let's go to John 3, verse 1-21. Now we're talking about Jesus and Nicodemus. There was a man of Pharisee named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell when it is coming, and whither it goeth. So is every woman born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Which means we see here? Spiritual means that means. And there's a very powerful part in the spirit of prophecy, which is from the ministry of healing. And it says, Jesus ministered to the poor, Jesus studied also to find ways of reaching the rich. He sought the acquaintance of the wealthy and cultured Pharisees, the Jewish noblemen, and the Roman rulers. He accepted their invitations, attended their feasts, made himself familiar with their interests and occupations, that he might gain access to their hearts and reveal to them the imperishable riches. So, Nicodemus needed spiritual insight. Don't we all need spiritual insight? We all need spiritual insight, and Jesus is willing to give it. And it's not when he gives the spiritual insight that he just gives the spiritual insight. He was also needing social needs that Nicodemus had. Not only did they were meeting in the dark, Jesus accepted them. Jesus accepted that he had a social standard that he wanted to contain him. But we also see that after he has been talking to Jesus about the spiritual needs, that his social standard is going to be changed as well. So Jesus was needing all of them. Let us go to John chapter 5. John chapter 4, sorry. I'm going to read below. 4, verse 1 to 42. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made him baptize more disciples than John, I'm sorry, I'm going to start over again. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized none but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. They come into the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat down on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There comes a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink," for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am I, woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldst have asked him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus said unto her, "Go, call thy husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saidst thou truly." The woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto thee, and he." And from this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, "What speakest thou?" or, "Why talkest thou with her?" The woman then left for what apart and went her way into the city and said to the man, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed to him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have need to eat, that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Has any man brought him on to eat? Jesus said unto them, My need is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I beg you to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor, other men labor, and ye are entered into their labor. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all things ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode them there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and now that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. A very powerful story. Which need is being met here? This is the emotional need. And an emotional need is something that we see in this world every day. It's hard to find an emotional need. We have had this wonderful testimony of our dear sister this morning. And she had emotional needs. She found out that she was actually emotional, not what she wanted to be, but what she needed to be. And an emotional need is the hardest one to see. It's easy to see when someone is depressed. We know that there is an emotional need when someone is in a depression. But you know that more often, the ones that seem to be very happy, seem to be very forward, seem to be very okay with everything, they are the ones that need emotional needs because they do not know what they need, but the need is there. And what we see here, that once the emotional need is being met, that the woman is sharing this, because the emotional need is something to give us more strength for life, to see our needs. An emotional need will make our minds more connected with Jesus, when these emotional needs are being met. It is the hardest one to see, it's the hardest one to deal with, but it is the strongest one when we solve it, when Christ has solved it. And this woman became missionary in Samaria. She thought that she had everything, she could have had any man that she wanted, that was the story tells us. She must have been an attractive woman. She must have had a good social life, but the emotional need was never met until she met Jesus. And Jesus not only saw the emotional need, he also saw the social need, because she became a missionary. And becoming a missionary is a high social standard that we can have in this world. But she also met the spiritual need, because she finally understood what truth was. And she opens her eyes, Jesus opens her eyes by saying, I am he. I am the one that you are expecting. I am the one that you have heard of. And he opens her eyes and he met the spiritual need and she believed on him. And she became the follower of Jesus Christ and she converted a lot of people in Samaria. We go to the last meeting and we will read John 5. 1 to 16. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market the pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk of blind, halt, when it was waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had been infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed, which not who it was, but Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in his place. Afterward Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Well, it's not hard to find out which need is met here, the physical need. But how do we see all the needs being met in this story? The question that Jesus asked, don't you think that's a little bit strange? The man's life for 38 years, trying to get in the water every time the water was being troubled by an angel. And then he said, Wilt thou be made whole? What kind of question is that? That's like going to the oncology room in the hospital and say, do you want to get rid of this cancer? All the people will say yes. It's such a weird question, right? Can you read the story? But what does being made whole mean? It's not just, do you want to walk? Of course this man wants to walk. But look how he makes whole. Every need being met. Because this man walks. But he was lying there for 38 years. It means that he was not able to take care of his family. He did not have social life. Emotionally, he was wrecked because all that he wanted was to get into this water and be made well, to walk again. And Jesus said, Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to take care of your family? Do you want to have a job? Do you want to have a place in society? Every need was being met by Jesus here. And Jesus wants us, as missionaries, as Christians, to meet all the needs that people have. We have to look for the social needs, the physical needs, the emotional needs, and the spiritual needs. So, when we are having the teleportation here, in this church, it means that we have to stand up for everything. We have to study the health message, which is required of us to do so. But we also have to know everything about common science. We have to know everything that's in the Bible. We have to understand the Bible. We have to tell people about the Bible. And we have to show them that we are Christians. And how can we show other people that we are Christians? By meeting their social needs, by being caring, friendly, loving to the people that we do not know, supporting to the people that we do know. That is what the medical missionary is. Because what we have met all these needs in people, there is one ultimate need that we all have. And that need is to have God in our life. Every human being is searching to be made whole. And when they have not found Jesus, they will search it in something else. They will try to find it in money, in a great house, in a beautiful car. They will try to find it in their work. They will try and find it in alcohol, in tobacco, in anything that the world tries to offer them. the world offering them will not be made whole, and all they do is just keeping them away from God, which is the ultimate need that we have. But Jesus wants us to meet every need, to let these people meet before the throne of God, and bend down before the throne of grace, and see that Jesus is the only one who can make us whole. Thank you.
Thank you.